Hey guys, welcome to Talk, Talk, and More Talk, K to the A to the Y to the C to the E to the E.
Good evening guys, welcome to another episode of Talk, Talk, and More Talk. And today I have two lovely ladies with me here to discuss an interesting one. So today, before I introduce the topic, let me introduce the guests. So we have Bube from the last episode, and we have somebody for the first time ever on my podcast. Should I call you Z? Or what would you prefer me to be called? What would you prefer I call you throughout the duration of this episode? Z, what would you prefer I call you? Is Z fine? Or do you want something else?
Yeah, Z is fine.
Okay, so we have Z and then Bube. Bube, you can say hi.
Hello, it's Bube.
Okay, yes, so you guys remember Bube from the last one. So today we're discussing something, I don't say it's controversial, but hopefully it's juicy. So we're discussing testing your partner's loyalty, and that's why I wanted these two people to come, because these two people, I know they have partners. They have partners to an extent. So to discuss something like this, I would need people that have partners. So that makes sense that I would bring people that have partners. So we are discussing testing your partner's loyalty. So there's no really definition. There's no real definition for this one, because I think testing your partner's loyalty is it probably happens when you feel like your partner might not be honest with you, or maybe they're hiding something, or maybe they are cheating on you. I mean, I feel like those are the reasons that would, you know, make someone want to test their partner's loyalty. Or do you guys have any other reasons you feel? Z, do you think there's any other reason why somebody might want to test your partner's loyalty? I mean, apart from the reason I mentioned.
No, I think you've said it all. Most times it normally involves like probably when you're suspicious that your partner is cheating. Most times that's what it's about. But loyalty it doesn't just have to do with probably the person cheating on you, with some other person there. It's like a vast word. It could be probably if your partner is loyal financially, but that one is probably when you are like serious together, you get. So yeah, okay. But mainly cheating. Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Bube? Are you also sharing her opinion, or do you have extra things to add?
So I feel some people test loyalty just for fun, not because they think, because these days you see all these pranks that are online, and you see some people pranking their partners that they are sure is probably loyal to them. They're just doing those things for fun.
Okay, fine. That's another angle, Sha. You're right. But okay, for now, Sha, let's base it on real test of loyalty and not for cruise or for like prank. That one is just for likes, I guess, not for like the real thing. So let's assume now that you're worried your partner is disloyal. Let me even ask first, has any of you ever tested your partner's loyalty? Have you ever it might not have succeeded, but have you attempted to test your partner's loyalty? Let's put it that way, in case your attempt failed. Let's start with Bube this time.
For me, I've not done it before.
You've not done it before because you've never had a partner that you thought was, you suspected was disloyal, or we just don't really care about testing?
I don't have that kind of time to be checking things, man. I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, okay. Z, how about you?
Bube said, it's really a waste of time, number one. And personally, I don't like anything to disturb my peace of mind.
Why did I bring people
that? If it disturbs my peace of mind, then it's not worth it. Like, if your pastor is loyal, he's loyal. If he's cheating, he's cheating. But now trying to test, please, that's too much work.
Are you guys just saying this thing because it's a podcast and it's not random gist? If it was really, if there was no recording, would you say the same answers? Be honest.
Any of you? Now, this is me being very honest.
Mm-hmm.
I have never tried it. I don't like, just like she said, it's going to add to my stress. I have a lot of things thinking about. So I can't add that kind of thing to my stress.
Okay. Fair. Okay, how about this then? Since you guys have not done it yourselves, you guys must have read or heard or known somebody that has tested their partner. So what kind of tests do you think people generally do? Like, what kind of scenarios do they use to test their partners? Give me examples of testing scenarios that people do in relationships, at least when ones you've seen, maybe on Insta blog or this just handlers or something. Z, have you heard of any?
My cousin, like a very close cousin of mine, not the one you knew, anyways, because I know you knew my cousin. So she kind of suspected that her partner was, you know, cheating on her, and but it wasn't like she put him to a test or test per se, like the way you are talking about, like probably bringing somebody else to test if your partner.
I didn't say bring somebody else. That's what I'm saying. So give me the examples. Maybe there are different kinds of tests. That's what I'm saying. So okay, so one type of test is bringing another babe to what, to try to seduce or what?
Yes, and it was like a friend of hers.
She used her friend.
No, she didn't use her friend. Her friend went behind her back, but she knew what her friend was doing, but she pretended not to know. Do you understand? But she just kept quiet to see if her boyfriend would fall or not.
Wait, though. I think I lost a bit. I'm lost a bit. So you're saying the friend on her own went to help her friend test without?
No, probably the friend had, according to what she told me, the friend also had eyes for her boyfriend. I was always trying to discourage her, to discourage her by saying, your partner is this, your partner is that, he's not the man for you, he's not loyal, this and that.
So it's like the Tolani Badge V situation.
Something like that, yeah. But behind her, she was going to the girl's back and, you know, trying to get the man from her friend and all
so that. That one is not even my cousin. That means she was actually trying to steal the guy. It was not even like she was doing it for her friend.
Yeah, but my cousin knew about it, yeah. But she kept quiet to see how it would turn out, to see if her man was going to like fail the test or be disloyal or something like that. So still along that line,
So tell us the conclusion. And did he fail the test or?
Well, he passed actually.
So that means there's a time when the test stops. The person doesn't keep trying forever. When do they decide that it's over?
That's when the in this case, in this scenario, my cousin's boyfriend wasn't really giving the other girl like go ahead or green light or whatever. You get, and whatever was going down with the other girl, who was always telling my cousin. Do you understand? So she wasn't able to go far with the whole process and all.
Okay.
I don't know if
okay.
So but it could have gone either the other way, so she was lucky that it went right in her own time.
Okay, how about you, Bube? Have you read any? Does anyone come to your own mind? Maybe the one that happened to your own cousin or your friend or a stranger or your roommate or something.
Okay, so I'll say, just like she said, that whole bringing in your friend, but now it could also it could also be in the form of text. The whole flirting thing. You tell your friend to flirt with your boyfriend.
Okay, like via chat.
That he's going to fall for it. So she just text him, and you know, there's this nice that I used to see on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing that would be like, just text a random person, maybe your friend, that I'm horny, I want to do this, and see his reaction. Some people will tell their friends to do it, and then see their boyfriend's reaction.
Ha.
So I think that's another way.
Okay.
Test their boyfriends.
So
I don't really know much.
No, wahala. So you, have you ever been tested? Now, not you doing the testing, somebody testing you. Did they even test you and you did not know?
They definitely test me and I don't know. I don't know. It's possible.
Abby, how about?
Yes.
Wait, Z, have you been tested?
Probably, for me, I wouldn't know.
What kind of
not way? My own knowledge, but it would have might have happened because some you just wake up one morning and see a text from one random number and they'll tell you, oh, you gave me a number 2 years ago, you gave me a number 4 years ago, blah 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 blah, and they start talking. It could be who knows? It could be your boyfriend that said nobody ever knows. So,
but you, your natural, your natural instinct in that situation is to just not agree to whatever.
Mm-hmm. Because you cannot, most times you can always tell that something is off. That's if you're very intuitive, you can always tell that something is off in the whole. But to my own knowledge, I've not, like, I don't know if I've been tested, but okay, it could happen really. Because okay, men these days, you know.
Well, okay. Sorry. No problem. So men these days, I agree. So I think I read one. Or not that I read per se, but I think I've seen one on I've come across one, I can't remember when, but I think on Twitter, one of these, all these kind of traditional tests where they will say that some guys bring babes into their house and leave the dishes in the sink to see if the babe would wash it. I don't know if you guys have read things like that before, that they would leave dishes and then they would, maybe you come and spend weekend in your guy's house and he would say that he intentionally left some things dirty, I think, and then to see if she'll pass the wife test. Now I don't know. Have you guys read anything like that? Z, have you read anything like that?
Of course, I've heard, and it has happened to me before.
Yeah, so they've tested, yes, you. Yeah, that's what you see. That was a test.
That happened to me before, and okay, you know me now. You know me.
So wait, what did you do? I'm interested. Wait, how did you know that he did it on purpose and he was not okay, just dirty?
First of all, yeah, like if I'm going to do like that kind of chore, like washing, sweeping, mm-hmm, or all those kind of chores, yeah, I would only do it because I want to and it's from a place of love.
Okay.
I would never do it because you tell me, oh, you intentionally, you know. Okay, let me just use the one that happened to me as an example here. So I went to my boyfriend's house then,
okay,
and it was like, okay, I made something for him to eat, and you know,
wait,
I mean,
you cooked for man. Wait, you cooked for man? Hello.
Yes, for us to eat.
And it was I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Go on.
So anyways, so we ate and we dropped the plate in the kitchen and all that. And then in the morning, yeah, I was sleeping. I think he woke up before me. And then when I woke up...
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Before you say the next thing, there was a time that they say if you go to your man's house for the weekend on Saturday, you're supposed to wake up by 6:30 or something. Didn't you say
normally,
that?
I don't even function before 7, so it's not possible
okay,
for me.
Continue.
So anyways... I woke up and, you know, I think I woke up around to 8, after 8-ish, something before 9, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and, you know, everywhere was messy. Like, he hadn't even swept his house. So the first thing I thought of was, like, if I wasn't here, like, wouldn't you sweep your house? And then when he came, I think he went out to, I don't know what he went out to do. When he came inside, it was not like, Zaram, you've not even cleaned this place. That was the first thing he said, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, I swept. Actually swept the space. And then I went to the kitchen, and then the plates were, everything was messy. And I intentionally left it there.
That was so the plate. Was it plate from last night?
Yes, the plate from last night. So I went to take like a small pot, and I made the noodles I wanted to eat, and then I washed it, and I dropped it back. And then when they came later, I was like, this place are still here. I'm not supposed to wash the plates. And I told him, I don't understand. Like, why should I? I was like, I can wash the plates, but are you urging me to wash it? He was like, it is my duty to wash the plates. And now I just had to correct him then and there that, please, we're not in the days of our great grandfathers and our ancestors. Like, I cook, you wash the plates. I believe in fact, washing of plates is not even a gender rule. Like, it's not even a gender based rule, rather. It's something a man can do, something a woman can do, and it really caused an issue. In fact, that was one of the reasons why we broke up, because I couldn't deal with his whole attitude. He had this very stupid patriarchal mentality, like, I'm the man, I should not do this, I should. Mm-mm. So if it was going to test my loyalty, then probably I failed. And then after a while, like after some months, when we got talking again, it was like he was trying to test me as if I was a wife of Matthew, and I feel that I was like, oh, I'm sorry if that's your own test, but I wouldn't want to start with something I cannot continue, a process I cannot finish, and then you understand, you start labeling me as probably I was pretending and all that. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the insight. Bubi, however, I'm sure you must have been tested. Is it possible that you've not had something similar happen to you?
It has happened to me.
So how was your own? Was it plates or was it laundry?
Ha. Mine was food though, cooking.
Okay.
And I feel awfully.
As in, there was too much salt or you did not cook or what?
I did not cook.
Ah,
I did not cook.
But were you not hungry? Didn't you want to cook for yourself?
This one, my own, is even very funny because it was this guy I just started dating, and we did not last. It was barely 3 weeks and we broke up.
Does that count as dating? I don't know. 3 weeks is
no, the breakup story is another thing. But then when we're talking about it, he fucked up, and then we're talking about it. I was like, why did you do this particular thing? He said, actually what happened was that he was double dating. That was why we broke up. He now said that the other girl used to come cook for him every weekend.
Is this after you guys and had broken up that he's telling you this?
The day I found out, I was like, so what? The day I found out that he was double dating, so we're talking, I was like, what's up? Because me, I don't used to shout.
And he had the audacity to say that he compared you to a baby dating simultaneously.
You don't know your gender. Those people, they have guts. Okay. He was apologizing at the same time. And then he was still saying that the girl used to come cook for him every weekend, that I don't used to do it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, we just started dating, first of all. And am I supposed to be your housemate? How have you been eating? Like, how have you been eating? Am I supposed to come out? Like she said, I feel like myself and Chizaram, we are a bit alike. Because when she was saying things, I was like, I really agree with what you say. I have to do the cooking out of a place of love. And these are things that I'll do for you without you asking. You don't need to come and start ordering me about and telling me you have to do this. He said that the girl used to come and cook for him every weekend. I'm like, oh, wow.
Do people actually do this? I mean, they enjoy
it. He's married now, and he did not marry the girl. He did not marry her, but she was doing those jobs. I feel like it's dating. We are not, I don't, it's not marriage yet. And we just started, which one is there? You're trying to make me feel bad that I did not cook for you. If that was a test, I would happily fail it over and over and over again. Because I beg.
Oh, wow.
What kind of test is that?
Okay. Wow. Okay. I mean, fine. I don't support those kinds of tests. I don't even know if I support tests in general, to be honest. I can understand the pranking on chat just for fun, but not to test anything, because I've been trying to wrap my head around the whole testing thing now. Because, for instance, say you are okay, let me talk from my perspective as a guy. Say I'm a guy, and I don't even know if guys test their babe for like cheating. I know it's mostly girls that test the guy for cheating, so I don't know. I've not read anyone of testing his babe for cheating, because I'm like, so if I'm a guy and I have a babe now, and I think she's not 100% with me or something like that, and I want to, you know, be very sure. So now do I now like what, look among my male friends who I think can, you know, woo her and see if she would agree, or do I now start looking for a stranger online? Like, I don't, the thought process is hard, because so if I use my friend now, and what if she falls for my friend and they now start dating or something? Like, it's, won't I be pained? And then if I use a stranger, how do I even get a stranger to help me test my babe?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. Then you see this whole cleaning test too. That's another thing that irritates me. It irritates me because I feel if you were to invite me over to see you, your house should be clean. for God's sake.
Back in the days, they used to clean the house in preparation for arrival of a woman.
Some people leave their houses dirty. How could your house be dirty? How would your bed be unmade? Like, I don't understand. The whole thing is very, it's somehow, I don't know why you would want to test me with cleaning. Your house should be neat. You should know, if I'm to invite you to my house, I'll keep my house clean. So I don't know why you would invite me and leave it dirty. I'm watching to see whether I'm going to start cleaning up the house, washing the plates for you. Why is it dirty at the first place? It's even a turn off for me. It's a very big turn off, a very big red flag. And it can even be a reason for me not to even consider you in case we've not started dating. Of course, we've not started dating because you can't be that dirty and I'll be dating you.
Okay. Would you say...
Okay,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, Casey, I think you mentioned something about maybe you asking your friend to test your babe and whatever. In the first place, please, people should stop testing people because at the end of the day, that thing you are looking for, you find it. Most times, you find it and it will affect your peace of mind. It will make you very distrusting, and you might even project whatever the whole hurt and everything on the next innocent person that is coming. So, like I said, if your partner,
before you say it, what if is the case where, I'm not supporting or not supporting, but I'm just doing devil's advocate and bringing questions. So, what if is the case where somebody or people say, oh. And we saw your babe following rich men or something, or they say your babe. Everybody's like, they see your babe cheating around, but you don't want to believe. And that, so what else do you do now? Is it not to test? Don't you think? Like I said, I'm not supporting.
Is wrong with a direct confrontation?
No.
Why must you test? Why must
obviously
you be
the person would deny now when you like.
Why must you be sly? Why must you be cunning? You don't have to do the whole. There are different ways to catch a fish. I'll be catching a bear. I mean, what's that proverb they say? At the end of the day, if you want to start doing, you want to use your friends. In the end, now you go cry blood.
So you're saying there's no benefit to testing. That's what you're saying. Like there's absolutely
no. There's no benefit to testing.
There's no use case where it might be important. Testing. None whatsoever. Think.
The thing is, benefits to testing. It makes you more insecure of yourself. It paints you bad. It's not nice at all.
Hold the thought. So have you never tested a guy to see if he's generous? I don't know. Mute though.
Can I come in?
Come in.
If a guy is generous, Casey, he's generous. It's not something that you have to test. From the first time you meet him, you will know that this guy is generous.
What I'm saying it is because maybe you guys don't know that, but you are kind of testing like without like any serious planning. It's more or less like, so maybe you might just like you might just be like, let me see if he would pay for my ride kind of thing, and then he doesn't pay. Then maybe you just I don't know, like is this so it's not like a serious testing like the whole cheating on, but it's more like a, you know, it's involuntary kind of checks and see if he'll pay. Or maybe
the same way too the guys are checking if you will clean when they tidy up their space, which is like,
so that's what I'm saying. So the both are bad. Do we agree that the both are not cool? Wait, what is I expected the answer to be swift and what is
Please help me out here.
Because there should be something. I've already said I don't subscribe to the whole traditional test of cleaning and cooking, but there should be something on the woman's end too that we should also stop now. She abuse only the guys that are guilty of. So that's why I was looking for an example and I found the financial one. Thank God for that thought. So Bube, don't you think women should stop the financial tests on men? Maybe they will come and tell. Maybe they will wait. Maybe in their mind, their rule is that after 3 weeks of talking, I'll tell him that I want to do my hair. Let me see his reaction. That's their own test. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not a woman. I don't know. I'm just making up scenarios. But let's just say after 3 weeks, you say you want to make your hair. Let's see his reaction. After 6 weeks, you tell him, I've not eaten. Let's see his reaction. And I don't know. Bube, don't you think women do this financial test without knowing?
Okay, actually, women do financial tests.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the honesty.
Women actually do it. Because I know that lots of ladies, when they start talking to a man, they'll be like, let me bill him and know what,
mm-hmm.
how to respond.
Thank you.
Be like, let me bill him. And so women do it a lot. A lot, but I feel it's not something that we should do. I feel you should work with connections. And then watch the guy's general behavior. If he's a generous person, it would, you know what is on your list of what you want in a man,
mm-hmm.
and he's generous at the top of the list, and he's not generous from the time with the little time that you've known him, and you just withdraw. It's not by force to date somebody, to date a particular person, but don't just come and put it out as a test.
Mm. So the only is that you don't want to add the label as test, or what? That's what you're saying. Because
you know what you want.
No, because as you are saying that thing of you know what you want in a guy, me, I'm also thinking the guy that asked you to cook, maybe he knows what he wants in a woman, and it's like cooking is number one. So is he wrong, you know, for testing to see if you met that.
So sorry, can I but
go on.
So Casey, the two things you're comparing are not even on the same level.
Okay.
You're comparing cooking and whatever, like domestic work and all that. That is not a gender. It's something that a man and a woman should be able to do. Whereas in the whole financial testing the man.
Don't even say it.
Wait now. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a man's thing.
It's a
very important factor to consider, because you don't want to be with somebody at the end of the day when five kobo, you're not even. I don't know. Is it possible that you're not coming from five kobo?
It's not possible. Now you guys go on dates. No, don't mute now. Don't mute. Just go on.
Okay, I said where I'm coming from. In a proper relationship, let me use the word relationship here. Giving should be, it should be a two-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, one person will be financially stronger than the other person. Do you understand? And mm-hmm. in most cases, most times, it's usually the guy that is more. Most cases, so I didn't say all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
I get.
It's usually more financially buoyant than the lady. So, when a girl or your woman asks you, "Oh, please, can I get this money for hair? Can I get this?" It doesn't necessarily mean she's testing you, compared to when you leave your space dirty and you say, oh, I want to test if she's a wife material or not. Or let me go and tell my friend to talk to her to see if she will fall, to know if she's a Proverbs 31 woman. It's not really on the... I don't know if you get my point.
I get your point. Like I said, I'm not supporting either of the two. I'm just asking the questions to see, you know, from all points of view. Not since I don't have somebody that does the traditional test here.
One you're talking about is billing. It's billing, and this is probably something that some girls do. That one is billing. That one is totally different. But when you're in a relationship with a man, a proper, a sensible, mature man.
Okay.
Come on, these things are not even.
A question came to my mind as you emphasized a man. So how about lesbians? Do you think lesbians do these cleaning tests?
It's not my area of expertise. You could ask Bubi. I don't know anything about...
So you don't know any lesbians in your life? Wow.
Okay. I don't know any lesbians.
Bubi, do you know any lesbians?
I don't know any lesbian, no. I have nothing to do with them. They have nothing to do with me.
Okay, oh, no hala. Let's leave that one. So let's assume you do the test now. I know both of you are not subscribed to testing people, but let's assume you do a test, right? And the person fails the test, maybe they failed the test, whatever the metric was, right? Do you think there's any way to rebuild trust or loyalty after they fail the test? If the person is like, oh, I didn't know, I'm sorry, I'll try to work on it. Do you think it's possible for the tester to now say, okay, that's what I wanted to hear, that you would try? Do you think, or do you think after the test, if you fail it, it's over? What do you think, Bube?
please come again with this question.
So I'm saying, assume a tester tests his partner or her partner, and the person fails the test, like whatever the test may be. Maybe he tests her for to see if she would then flirt with some random guy, and she does flirt with the person. Or let's say he tests her to see if she would clean the house, and she doesn't clean, and like it can happen now. So do you think when the person now fails, and then the tester now comes out to say, oh, like it was the test and you did not pass. Let's assume now is the testing of flirting, right? You test you're the one that created a burner account or something, and then you put pictures of a different guy, you know, catfish and all that, and then you message your babe, and then you try to see if she'll flirt with a stranger online, and she does, and then you now take screenshots and send it to your own main account, and then you now confront your babe and like, wow, why would you do this? And then your babe is now saying, oh, I'm sorry, it was the devil, it was whatever, it was hormones, it was ovulation, whatever, all the other excuses. So do you think the guy would forgive? Do you think there is a second chance possible in that scenario when people fail tests by the tester?
No, I feel that's it's based on the person involved. You know, some people forgive cheating very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people they keep getting cheated on and they keep forgiving the cheating. So some people finish doing this test, they'll hurt themselves and they still know they're going to forgive their partner. So why then did you do it at the first place? And some people will choose to walk out of the relationship. So it depends on the person involved, your personality and everything.
Okay.
I don't think that is my own answer.
No, it's not a good answer.
I'm supposed to be giving my own opinion, because if I were the one, in fact, I won't be the one, because I won't even go and tell.
I know.
But when you want to test someone, you've already made a decision in your mind on what to do if this thing comes out positive. So you just go on with whatever you've decided in your heart.
Yes, I like your response. Very, very, very nice. So I would flip the question for Z. So your own would be Z. Now, if you do the test and the person passes, you test her for wife materialness. Test if she, and then you go, maybe like you said, you slept in the night, and then maybe you went to the gym in the morning, and then you come back on that Saturday, and then everywhere is clean. She cooked 2 pots of soup, 1 pot of stew. She pounded yam. She made amala. She painted your house, and then you come back and you don't recognize your living room. So what do you think comes next after she passes that test, whether she pretended or she actually passed it normally? What do you think is the end? What do you think comes next after the person passes the test? What do you think?
Like I said, Bube said, using the other her ex as an example, in this scenario, it doesn't necessarily mean if she cleans and turns the whole house to a sparkling new mansion and all that and cook whatever she wants to cook, it's not a guarantee that at the end of the day you'll be with her. Do you understand? So okay. It's a two-way thing. You could end up with her, you could not end up with him. So, and it's even worse if you end up with the person was already pretending in the first place. It's gonna hurt, man. It's gonna hurt. So it's a two-way thing, in a way
the test is pointless then if it's two ways and it's not definite. If it's that there was a definite, just like if you play final and you win, you know you're getting the gold medal,
it's not definite. And like I said, somebody might even be pretending to be all this to get you to probably put a ring on her finger or to get you to just be with him. So
yeah,
this testing thing is
yes. I get your frustration with the concept. I shared the same belief. So it's fine, because me too, like I said, I think it's pointless if there's no definite end. If there was a definite end, I don't know if I would still agree, but maybe it would make more sense. But since it's not definite, as like she said, Bube said that her ex, after doing all the tests, I mean, you say the babies to come every freaking weekend. I mean, that's love. Oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's love, sharp, but every weekend, Mado. And then maybe she was his neighbor or something, because in my house every weekend to go and see. That's a lot. But, and then at the end, he didn't even reward the thing with marriage. Or maybe, I don't know. If to find that guy and ask him questions. But
LOL, lol.
To find that guy and ask him questions. I would like to know why he did not wife her. Maybe it could have been anything. Maybe they are AS. To be fair,
you don't know your gender.
No, maybe they are AS. Maybe they are AS. Yes.
You see your gender. Your gender likes women that used to show them pepe.
Yeah, I don't know about. Like I don't subscribe to that pepe.
They like it.
And you see this thing that Bube just said. It just reminds me of when male will come on Twitter and start ranting that they want a submissive wife, they want this, they want a girlfriend that is very.
At that the one end of is the day, John Doe apostles. Now it's not.
At the end of the day, the person they will marry. See, men people don't know what people want.
That's
I have a friend that said this lady used to come to his house to wash clothes, clean his house, and she does it on a reg. If you see his wife,
was he paying her to do all these things?
Pay guinea. She was one of his side chicks.
So I guess it's to ask the woman why she was doing all these things now.
The girl thought she was the main chick now.
Even so if you are the main chick, why are you still doing it? Like, I mean, I don't get it now. Laundry.
But the lady he married doesn't do all these things. And he tells me all the time, he keeps me like that the girl doesn't do all these things.
So is he crying to you or what? I don't understand.
Hmm?
So he's like crying to you about
no,
his wife.
No, he's not crying. He likes the wife the way she is.
Oh, okay. So he did not really like that babe, probably. And yes, he's just allowing her to do all those things. That's what I'm saying. So that lady is unfortunate that she allowed herself to be exploited like that.
I feel like this whole test is not a guarantee. Like, I don't know why.
No, that one might not have been a test. Maybe she was doing it thinking that it would, you know, make him like her more and all that. Maybe
one of my friend, I even watched cotton. Cotton.
You watched
my cotton? My friend watched cotton.
What is she single? I know somebody that might like her.
Did she's single? Because I remember that thing, I'll just be laughing. She literally washed cotton with her bare hands.
That's
why?
Tough, man. That's tough. Well, it's
kind of very hard working,
though. And the guy is not. Man.
It's not. No, like I said, there are other factors that lead to marriage now. Maybe they are ASAS. You never. You know, ASAS is an important factor.
Yeah, yes. If you test me and I find out that you tested me, I'm leaving the relationship.
And
that's me. Okay. I'm leaving the relationship. If I find out whether I pass the test or not, I'm leaving the relationship. Because you will not stop testing me. You keep testing me. You keep checking whether I'm good enough. And at some point, I'll start feeling like I'm not measuring up. Like if I allow you to go on, at some point, I'll start feeling like I'm not measuring up to your standard. And I don't want to feel that way. Nice. I don't want to feel that way. So if you test me and I fail it or I pass it, the moment I find out that, that was a test, I'm leaving. I'll take my leave. Because I can't be with someone that thinks our relationship is more like a dictatorship. These are the things I'm supposed to do. What are you supposed to do? You that is testing me. Are you meeting up to your own to my standards? The whole thing is it's all messed up, yeah.
See, this whole testing your loyalty, your partner's loyalty, to be honest, is a very bad idea. It's a very, very terrible idea because most times. In most cases, Seth, when you test your partner and she or she falls, like, okay, so what next? Then the next person that comes, you test, and the next person that comes, you test. It actually doesn't make any sense. So, and like I said, peace of mind is everything. If you don't feel comfortable, you feel your partner is being suspicious, or you don't trust your partner, you just let things go. That's why there's something called communication. Honesty, like open, you talk, dialogue, know what's going on, and if the person is not being sincere or clear or open about it, then you decide what to do, to either leave or stay. Because I wouldn't even advise that you stay in a relationship that is emotionally draining, makes you insecure. You're always saying, oh, where is she at this point? Where is he at this point? Is he really, he's not picking my calls? It's not necessary. And I feel like if you're being in a serious relationship with somebody, you people should be able to talk about this kind of things, like checking or testing, or it's a dumb idea, really. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Agreed. I don't support the testing thing per se. I mean, I don't support the testing thing, period. Do you think there are better or like healthier ways to address concerns about loyalty? I know you mentioned what asking the person, right? Is that the way forward when you are when you feel like I don't know, whatever it is that is making you feel like you can't trust your partner? Maybe like I said, you heard something about them from somebody that you didn't ask and the person volunteered the information. How do you feel is the best way? Because even that one self, I feel like if you come and ask them that they heard this thing, that might offend them now, because they'll be like, why would you be asking me that kind of thing, you know?
Sorry, can I or
yeah, no, go ahead.
When I talk about probably discussing, or depends on the way you approach the matter. Yeah, when you come in a very confrontational matter, the immediate reaction of the other person is to be defensive instantly. Do you understand? So when you want to talk about these things, let's say you be diplomatic about it, try to.
Okay. So it's the approach of the conversation.
Yeah, the approach really, exactly. That's the word. The approach really, 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 really matters. And if there's love, there's like love in the real sense of the word, love, I feel people will be able to talk about it. And if there's even something that is even going on, people will iron it out and that's it. Let the poor parties move on and, you know, that's it.
So I feel there is nothing good communication doesn't solve. Like she said, your approach to a particular situation really matters. You see this whole cooking and cleaning thing. If you are the kind of man that likes it when your woman cooks for you, cleans for you, that doesn't mean that you have to keep your house dirty. Let's say she comes to the house, just like, okay, she said in her relationship that she didn't cook, she didn't wash the plate in the morning. If that guy approached her from a place of love and asked her, okay, why didn't you do this thing? It's how you talk about things. And you see her, out of her own good will, she'll be happy to wash, to do the dishes. All these things is about how you communicate your feelings. It's very important. There's no need to come and start testing somebody and watching the person. We were all raised from different parents. So sometimes you just have to tell the person, okay, this is how I feel about this. You guys will talk it out. You iron everything out and know whether it's working or it's not working. If it's not going to work, you take your leave. It's as simple as that. There's no need to come and start testing people. So that's it.
All right.
In addition, nothing is worth, no relationship is worth losing your peace of mind over. Your peace of mind should be very like paramount, should be very up there. So if anything is stressing you, let it go, please. It's not that deep.
Nice. So I think with that, actually, that pretty much covers the whole testing partner thingy, except you guys have final notes on that topic. If not, then I'll move to the next thing I wanted to do. All right, so for the next part of the show, we're going to be playing a game. It's sort of like Family Feud. I don't know if you've seen Family Feud before. I think they even do it on, I think Bisola hosts it on African Magic or something, but before Steve Harvey used to do it, Cha. So it's just a trivia kind of show, but I'm playing a different format of it because usually you need teams of people to play it. So usually, unlike other trivia games where you're asked questions that maybe you're giving multiple choice or factual questions, like maybe how many planets are in the solar system kind of thing. So this one, the questions that you're asked have been asked to a sample of people between like maybe 50 to 100. So they've asked people, let me give an example of a question. They've asked people, what's the most important thing in a relationship, for instance? Let's say they've asked 100 people, the random 100 people. And then they've collected all the answers from those 100 people. And then there'll be some answers that many people have said. So, for instance, maybe 30 people said love is the most important thing. Maybe 25 people said loyalty. And then maybe 5 people said money, right? So you guys, when I now ask you the question about what's the most important thing in a relationship, what you are trying to guess is the answer that most people said. So if you're able to get the one with the highest, let's call it mode, because in statistics it's called mode, the one with the highest frequency. So if you're able to guess the answer with the highest mode, so you get the point allocated to that. Like I said, and if 30 people said love was the most important thing in the relationship and you guessed love, so you have 30 points for guessing that correctly. Do you understand up to this point? I know it's a bit, maybe I'm not explaining it perfectly, sure.
Yes, I do.
You see, do you understand? Okay.
Is there any rules? Are there any rules?
No, I'm not done, but I want to be sure that you get up to this point, that that's how the points are gotten. Z, do you get?
I understand. I understand.
Okay. So what you are guessing, yeah, is the frequency of people that said that answer, right? So moving on, right? So I have 100 questions. We're not going to do the whole 100 questions. Maybe we'll just do like I think we're doing first. So this score that I'm keeping here, I'm saying the first person to get to 100 points has won the game between the two of you. So you guys are competing against each other. So, but I have 100 questions. So what I'll do is I'll call you one by one. And if I start with Bubi, I would say pick a number from 1 to 100. That's the other person or that has not been chosen in the game. And then you call the number, then I'll tell you the question that has that number. And then when I read out the question, you try to guess the answer that most people would have said so that you get the points according to the frequency of people that said that answer, right? You have 3 tries to guess the answers to a question, right? And if on the 3 tries you don't get the 3 answers, maybe you get 2 out of the 3 or you get 1 out of the 3, your opponent has a chance to have one guess at that your own question. And if they can guess correctly one of the answers that are supposed to be on that question, they get the points you've gotten for that question plus the points they get from their guess. Do you get? Let me take it again. So, if you pick a question from 1 to 100, let's say question 5, and that question is the one I'll be using as example, what's the most important thing in love? So, let's say we usually have more than, we have at least 5 answers usually with different points. So, let's say love is having 30, loyalty is having 25, money is having 20, righteousness is having 10, and then. What again? Integrity is having 5 points, right? And then you now try to guess. You have 3 tries. Maybe your first guess, you say love, wow, you get 30 points. In your second guess, you say righteousness, you get 10 plus that 30, which is 40 points. Then in your last guess, you now say good looks, and that's not an option. So you do not get the complete 3. So your opponent can decide, not compulsorily. Can decide to make one more guess in that your question, and if they get any of the actual answers, they get that your 40 points plus the points of that guess. So if the opponent now guesses money, that's I think 25, maybe. So they get 40 plus that 25, which is 65, right? Or the opponent can say, no, I want my own question. Let them keep their points, and then you guys continue. Do you get?
You are saying, in essence, that the opponent legit steals all the points you've gathered.
Exactly. That's how the game works usually.
Okay, I
Yeah.
get it right now.
So there has to be the option to steal your points from a question. That's what I was trying to incorporate. There has to be that option. That's what keeps you on your toes so that you can try to get the 3, though it's impossible anyway for you to get 3. In the actual game, it's 3 strikes, not 3 tries, but 3 strikes. If you fail 3 times, that's when the opponent's. But we don't have the luxury of that one, so we'll do. You get 3 tries. I want to see some stealing. That's what I want to see. So, are you guys ready?
Ready?
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
Bubi.
Okay, let me go first.
Okay. So, pick from 1 to 100, Bubi. You picked
Number 20.
number 20. Okay. So, like I said, first to get 100 points has won this game. So I'm not there are questions that I got online from the game show. So I don't know the point tally. Okay, so number 20 says, name a common candy bar component. Name a common candy bar component. Remember that the question was asked to a random sample of people. So what kind of answer do you think they said for name a common candy bar component?
Milk,
Milk.
sugar.
Wait, no, wait now. You take it one by one, then I will check if that's one of the answers. So the first one you said was what?
Milk.
Milk. Sorry, that's wrong.
Sugar.
Sugar. That's also wrong.
Chocolate. I don't know.
What did you say as the third one?
Cream.
Cream. Cream. Let me see. That's also wrong. So, Zaram or Z, you have a chance to steal. Do you want to guess? Though she has no points on this question, or do you want your own question instead?
Okay. Water.
Wait. You answer if you want to steal or you want your own question first.
Yeah, I want to steal.
Okay. So what you're saying is what?
Water.
Water, as in water.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh.
That's wrong. There's no second try. Water is wrong. I'll tell you the components that the people listed. I'll tell you the top and the bottom one. The one that had the most, the one that had the most mention was chocolate. 36 people said chocolate.
God, I almost said chocolate.
And then
oh my God.
6 people said coconut. That's the one that had the least. 6 people said coconut. So for that round, both players have 0 points. Let me put your score so that you can be seeing it. So next round we'll start with. Okay, no, she already stole. So it's back to you, Bube. Pick a number.
Number 23.
What is it with you on 20? Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm picking my age.
Okay. Wow. This question is interesting. So name something a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies. Name something that a woman... So remember, you said the answer is one by one, so I'll check if they align. Name something that a woman with a crush on Santa might leave out for him instead of cookies. What do you think people have said?
I don't understand this question.
Somebody that has a crush on Santa Claus, usually, you know, is white people anyway that celebrate Santa. Us, we just do Christmas. But them now, Santa Claus comes and drops gifts in the night and all that. So I'm saying, usually, I think they leave cookies out for him. That's like the tradition. So they leave cookies near the fireplace. That's the normal thing. I think, and they leave socks too, or something like that. So, but the question is, what do you think somebody that has a crush on Santa would leave for him instead of cookies?
Ha.
Is you that chose?
It's difficult.
Is you that chose it?
It's
now? Put your mind in the mind of the people answering the question. What do you think they said?
Misuto.
Wow, you actually got it. 6 people said misuto. 6 people said misuto. So we can say, let me add your 6 for now. Number 2.
That's what I know.
You usually have only 5 seconds to think.
Wow.
But I'm just allowing you. But quicken it up.
Misuto. What is that thing called again? Turtle Dove.
Turtle Dove. Are you singing 12 Days of Christmas or what? Turtle Dove is wrong. Sorry. One more try.
Okay. What's it called now? I don't know.
Just guess.
Food.
Food. Food.
Not food.
Food is not there, so zero. So Zaram, over to you. Do you want to have one guess at her own question, or do you want your own question and get 3 guesses?
Steal the answer.
You want to steal again?
Yes.
It didn't work well last time. Okay. Oh yeah. What do you want to guess as your option?
Candy.
Candy, actually, candy is correct, and it's the highest, 23 points.
Are you serious?
Yes, so that means you get 23 plus 6, which is 29, and she gets 0. So,
oh, nice. So, am I the next or Boobie?
No, I think you'll be the next this time. It doesn't seem fair that she keeps going first and you keep trying to steal, so we'll switch it and allow you go next. Yeah, you pick a number.
28.
Okay, oh, this 20 age pickers.
I was born on June.
I know. Wow, this is actually pretty easy. I'm sure that Bube will try to steal this one if you don't get the 3 correct. So 28 says name a country with a large population.
I have 2 guesses.
You have 3,
but
actually.
Okay. China.
Let's see. Wow, China is actually the one with the highest there, and that's 45 points.
India, of course, definitely
India is
India.
actually there with 28 points. Let me add plus. Oh, this game is about to be over, it seems.
I think it's US, United States.
Ah, now wow, you
Yes,
guessed the
it's
top
quickly.
three actually. United States is 20.
Oh.
Yeah, so you actually guessed. In fact, you deserve a round of applause.
Oh, Bobby, sorry. This one was pretty easy. Sorry. Well, actually, I feel so
You deserve a round of applause because you got the three, so she doesn't even get to guess. She doesn't get to guess. Wait, let me add this thing. This is what, 45 plus. I might extend this thing to 100. You already reached 100 now. 45 plus 28 plus 20, 93 plus 29, 122. So let's extend it to 300 actually. I think 300 is actually the right thing. I thought you guys would not get to 100, but you've already surpassed 100.
What do you take us for, Casey?
No,
Really?
because I've not played the game with people. I don't know how well it would go or like how bad it would go. That's what I'm saying. But now that I see that it's possible, so that's what I'm saying. So, you know that you went first and then you now won. Bube, let's go back to you again.
Number one.
Number one.
Let's not be difficult, please.
Let me scroll to number one. Name a house you never want to be in.
Oh.
A house you never want to be in. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think people?
What kind of question is this?
Questions that you ask people generally, and they would say something. So put yourself in their shoes. What do you think more people would have said?
Ha! Which house? Now, I don't even know.
No,
Don't like this question.
adjective and then house. That's the hint I'm giving you. Like there's something describing and then house. That's the kind of answer it should be.
A house, haggle, a tree house.
Three
Oh,
house.
no, nobody wants to be in a tree house.
Three house is not there, sorry. What's your second guess?
Oh, God,
We've got out of this. Talk,
this is
talk.
so difficult. Jesus
And
Christ.
sorry, that's why I allowed you to choose the number, so it's not be as if I'm the one picking hard stuff.
Oh, God. Trailer house. Haunted house.
Haunted house is actually the highest, 27 points. Nice. Nice. Haunted house, 27 points. You have one more try.
God. What else should a house people don't like? God.
Just talk. What's your heart telling you?
It was just this haunted house.
Yeah, no, then just say any random thing then so that we can move on.
Okay, haunted house and shoe house.
Can be shoe house. Is it Boruak's book that you're reading? So shoe house is not there. Zaram, do you want to steal or do you want your own question?
I think I want to steal.
Yeah, it's you for. Yeah,
You guys
bad.
silly know.
I was wondering how to say something.
Oh yeah,
Please say it.
what is it in?
Like jail or prison now. Nobody wants to be
Yes,
there.
that's actually correct. It's
I was
eleven.
wondering how to say
It's
that. Oh
11
my God, there's
points.
no reason this thing.
No, come on. See, you are defeating her without
This
sympathy.
is so painful. I feel so bad.
I was waiting for you to say that one. Like, that was the first thing that came to my head. The question is because it's not your question. If it's a question, you will not remember this
You know
thing.
what? Maybe we'll not do first to do anything. We'll just do 10 rounds. Let's just see the total after 10 rounds. After the fourth round, Bube, you have 0 points.
Oh, no problem.
But that's actually not the end because you can actually come back with a couple of maybe steals or
Hey, I
good.
come back after this kind of failure.
No, now she got all these points in 4 rounds. There are 6 rounds left, so have faith. Have faith.
Okay.
So, Zaram, go first this time.
Let me ask my goats. What question? I don't want to waste kind of question. Number 31.
31. That's your boyfriend's age, Abby. No, Allah. Name something people do to their armpits.
Nice. You just shave their armpits.
Wow, Jesus. That's. Bubi, wait first now. Let me write the score because that's number one on the list, and that's 63 points.
They wash their armpits.
Wait, are you Googling this thing?
How would I be Googling? Don't you wash your armpits? I don't understand.
That's 6 points. What was your third guess?
They put spray or maybe deodorant or something.
Yes, correct. Right. That's 10 points. She got the three tries correct, Bubi. Sorry, there's no stealing allowed. Sorry. Bele.
I'll go for number 12.
Number 12. 12. 12. Name something you can find in a breakfast buffet. Something you can find in a breakfast buffet.
Coffee.
Coffee. You say coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
See.
Yeah, coffee is correct. 6 points.
Which kind of useless point am I getting?
Because it's not at the top now. Coffee was the what option? It was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth option. So there are five things ahead of it.
A very silly answer. Breakfast buffet. I don't like all this question. Omelette.
So that's eggs.
I just said omelette. Yes.
Omelette is made of eggs. So okay, cool. That's the actual. That's at the top. Eggs is at the top. 25 points. Mm-hmm. So your last guess. It's not over yet, because try and get this last one so that she doesn't have the chance to steal.
These people that form this question are not Nigerians.
And that's the thing. So you keep that in mind. Don't go and say about something.
For top right now, but now they're not. Nigerians.
Don't go and say Nigerian.
Okay, pasta
is wrong. So Z, do you want to steal since you didn't get the third try?
I don't like this game.
Hey, no, but I've tried switching it. I've allowed her to go first, but the two times that she has gone first, she has gotten the three correctly.
I want to steal.
Wait, Z, I hope you're not Googling this thing, Sha.
I'm not Googling the breakfast, buffet breakfast. Have you not gotten buffet breakfast on your birthday before?
Oh, yeah. Say, what do you want to say?
There's usually juice, fam. Juice, whatever kind of juice.
Juice is there. 7 points. So she's stealing all your points.
Seven.
Yes, yeah, but you are stealing all the points.
Sorry. I'm the winner.
No, we are this still round six. Justice for Bubi. Yes, now.
Oh, God.
We have won. No. We have won.
I still believe there is a comeback that is possible.
Which kind of comeback?
Aduki, at least restored your dignity or something now. Like, because you have 0 points at that now. I don't know why it's going this way. I thought it would be more competitive. I didn't think it would be like a beat down.
I feel bad. I feel really
bad. I feel bad because I feel like I brought you and you think that I set you up, but I didn't set you up. I didn't know. I've not played the game before. I don't know.
I want to cry.
Oh, yeah, Zaram, let's just, for protocol's sake, do 7, 8, 9, and 10 rounds. Let's just finish it. Let's see how high you can score. So let's pick a number.
A number.
Calculator here to calculate the scores.
38 divided by 2.
What does that mean? Nice. Name Marvel's Avengers.
Yes! Spider-Man number one.
Okay, Spider-Man is there, but he's not even number one according to the people they asked. So he's worth three points. Not even number one. I think he's even at the bottom, sir. Not the bottom, second to the last. And who else?
Spider-Man, Avengers, Captain America.
Yes, Captain America is at the top.
Iron Man. Iron Man. Yes.
Yes, yes. Iron Man.
All my Marvel movies paid off.
Iron Man.
I love this question. I'm so excited.
Round 8, Bube. Just, I know it's tough, but just keep pushing.
I don't want to answer it.
Just so that you can get some points on the board. I know that will not be stolen. I don't know how she keeps all the three times.
Number 10.
It's not even the three times that she has started first. She has gotten all of them correctly. I don't get it.
Number 10. Soon we want stupid questions.
What's something you keep in your car just in case?
A license.
License is not, it's not there. Sorry.
What kind of speed? Oh my god, I'm tired. I'm not clean again.
No,
I'm
wait.
Not
wait.
Not always in the car. Which one is just? I'm tired.
Maybe it's based on the sample of people they ask. Now I don't know. Maybe abroad they don't ask them for.
All of them are very silly. They don't just ask them for their license.
No, but just in case it's emergency situation. No, you don't need license in emergency situation now.
Oh god, I don't like these questions.
So just in case is like in case kind of thing, like something bad happens. I think that's what they mean, because the options I see here are like just in case.
So, pepper spray,
no. So no, it's good if you fail it so that she doesn't have anything to steal. It's not good.
Okay, Abby, let me just fill everything.
Mm-hmm. So
knife,
no. Oh yeah, Zaram, do you want to steal? You just have one guess.
Yes, I'm stealing.
You know, okay. Yes, so what are you guessing?
Something you have in your car, Abi.
Mm.
Just for emergency.
Mm.
Abi.
Mm-hmm.
Spare tire now.
Yeah, spare tire is there, 15.
Spare tire.
Oh, hello, oh God.
I'm a winner.
Wait,
a winner.
Two more rounds, Zaram. Oh yeah, go.
Casey, Bube is more playing.
No, it's just. Let's just, so that we can calculate this. Let's just make it a whole number. Like 10 seems like a good place to stop. So you just pick. It's even you I'm asking, so you might not even need to answer in this ninth round if you get the three right.
Okay. Let me take number 14.
Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money. How do you keep getting these easy questions? Wait.
Football.
Zaram, what are you doing behind the scenes?
Football. Am I right or not?
Yes, 29. Uh-huh.
Basketball.
And basketball. I've added it. What's the next one? Okay, no, basketball is 24 points rather, not 27.
It's between tennis.
Yes, 7 points.
Tennis.
You know what? I'm not calculating the total score of this. It's just it's not necessary. Better luck next time, Bube. Maybe next time it will be a different game. I just tried to test this one out, but.
I don't like this game.
Yes,
any reason.
But the one that I gave you last time and you chose Ozor, you like that one.
Yeah, I know. Funny enough, I'm very good at games, but I don't know what happened today.
You win some, you lose some. Don't worry, the next time.
No, I don't need to lose. I don't lose.
Okay, so what?
How did I fail everything?
No, oh, you got some things. It's just that she was stealing your points every time.
That's the point.
So it's not like you didn't.
That's the point. It's very hurtful.
I don't know. She's very stole everything. Zaram, you stole
the jail. Do you want to go to jail?
You stole everything.
I'm
sorry, no vex.
No, it's fine. It's a friendly.
I'm offended.
Is it?
It's just a game. It's not like she's sharing money. Case I give us money.
Maybe I would have shared money if it was a better competition. Because this one, you just.
It's
like,
not. This is not fair.
Not fair, not fair to who?
To me. I won. I deserve the money.
Don't worry. Maybe next time. Next time it will be a token. Maybe like airtime or something.
Of course.
Okay.
So that maybe you guys will take it more
seriously. Next time I'll come to
you. So that you take it more seriously. Because I do not expect them to wipe the floor with you. But it is what it is. So that's the end. The episode has actually gone on for a long time. It might be more than an hour. But it was a fun conversation, Abby. You guys had fun.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I had.
But thank you for taking your time to actually be here, because it's been over an hour. So I appreciate the moving your schedules around and all that. It's very thoughtful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Nice to meet you.
Good night.